Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
There's a time and a place for filet-o-fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they found a last-minute rental house that they had to share with strangers, but they thought it would be a college adventure. But no one warned them about the spirit in the closet.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yep-er, and if you have a real ghost story, why not call it in? You can leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Or you could write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advance episodes, access to the archive, you could sign up through Apple Podcasts, try it for 3 days free. You could also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, Kathy Gordon. It's a story about a haunted closet.
This story is a movie. You just read the little trailer for the movie. Oh, we go to this new strange town. We don't know anybody. We have to get this last rental, right? Because there's no other rental. And we have to share it with people we don't know.
Well, and it sounds like some stupid I would have done in college, or actually before I went to college, actually.
You and I, like, how many times did you and I move during college? It was like somebody'd say, there's a cheaper house down the street.
Awesome, we're there. It.
Yeah, we just go.
We're month to month. We don't care.
Yeah, we don't care. We'd move to the new place, you know. And but this is like this is just absolutely your nightmare like movie. And this is a bunch of kids, and she's going to sprain her ankle, and they're going to have to carry her up the stairs out of the basement to get away from the guy with the chainsaw. You know, I mean, this is a movie. This is cracking me up.
It's the type of movie where they run into the house instead of out of it.
Oh, I have.
Come on, stay away from the damn closet.
Like, I am dying laughing. There's that commercial where...
Progressive insurance.
Yeah, where
that's so funny.
Like, do the wrong thing, and then at the end, you hear the girl go, "Let's run into the cemetery." Like, what could possibly?
And they got the guy in the mask, like they're behind a wall of chainsaws, and he's like, "Really?" I love that commercial. I think it's so funny.
So funny.
Well, here is the story, and it says, "Back in college, my boyfriend, now my husband, and I moved around a lot. A place for the school year, a different one for the summer. Oddly, we never stayed in the same place twice." Normally, we had time to check out a place before moving in. But when that reminded me of me and my brother.
Didn't even check it out before.
No, that's what Gary and I did. But our brother and I, we moved to another town to go to college, and we just loaded everything in a U-Haul and moved to the town, and we saw a place on Main Street. It's like, you know any place for rent? And they go up the street. We're like, can you show it to us? That's how
we
found
it too. I have moved in sight unseen. I have.
So I can relate to this. But one summer, our rental fell through at the last minute, leaving us in a real bind. We needed somewhere fast or we'd be out on the street. Through a friend's brother, we heard about a house with one room still available. And you know, if this was a college town, they are in trouble because you can't find places.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you know, they have those big houses in college towns. At least now I'm sure they're adjusting somewhat, but like there's just a room, right? Yeah. And there's six people living in the house already. There's this room and you can have this room for whatever. So yeah, that's what
happened. It was a rushed decision. We had no choice but to take it sight unseen. The room was big with a spacious walk-in closet. It seemed nice enough. At first, I chalked up the uneasy feeling I had to the stress of summer school and being in a house full of strangers. Everyone got along at first, trying to figure out chores and routines, but by midsummer, the tension was unbearable. The smallest things would set people off, and we all began isolating in our rooms. That's when I saw it for the first time, my ghost. I was lying in bed one night when I heard what I thought was my boyfriend coming home late from work. I stared at the bedroom door and I noticed movement from the corner of my eye. It was coming from the open closet. I wasn't scared at first, just curious. And out of the closet emerged a shimmering white figure, barely more than the outline of a man. He glided across the room toward me. His form, light and hazy, was almost like smoke. When he reached the bed, he tilted his head as if to study me for a moment. Then, without a sound, he turned and drifted right through the closed door. I just lay there stunned. Did that just really happen? When my boyfriend finally came home about an hour later, I told him what I saw. As the words left my mouth, I began to tremble. That's when the reality of it hit me. I had seen a ghost. Over the next few weeks, the atmosphere in the house got worse. I hated being there, feeling an almost physical weight pressing down on me. Then it happened again. One night, I got up to use the bathroom. The hallway was long, with the stairs to the first floor halfway down. On my way back to the bedroom, I froze. There it was again, the ghost, coming out of my room. It moved toward me, just as it had before. For a moment, the figure stopped and seemed to acknowledge me. Then it turned and floated silently down the stairs. This time I spoke. You don't need to be here anymore. There are better places for you. I don't know why I said it. It just felt right. I went back to bed, and when my boyfriend got home, I told him everything, still shaking from the encounter. The next morning, the house felt different. Lighter somehow, like a heavy veil had been lifted. The tension was gone. The mood among the roommates shifted completely. Even the professional chef who lived with us whipped up an amazing breakfast for everyone. And for the first time all summer, we felt like a happy household. As the days went on, I learned something unsettling. One of the roommates had bipolar disorder. She had gone off her medication and in her struggle tried to take her own life. She had been locked in a room for 3 days before anyone had even noticed. That summer stayed with me, etched deep in my memory. I can't explain what I saw or why it left when I spoke to it, but I do believe that some spirits linger, trapped between this world and the next, waiting for permission to move on. Thank you for listening to my story. What you do, giving people a space to share their experiences, is truly wonderful. All the best to you and yours, Jackie. That's interesting, isn't it? And it's like,
oh my gosh. I
don't know. It kind of feels like what she said kind of worked.
Yeah. Though, you know, the experts tell us to talk to them.
Mm-hmm, and she did.
You know, that's what we hear over and over again. Acknowledge, you know, and, you know, suggest they move on. And that's exactly what she did. Acknowledged it. Hey, you need to keep going.
Yeah.
You know, and that. I'm telling you, to have a white figure of a man glide over to the foot of your bed and tilt his head looking at you. That is creepy.
So creepy.
That is really creepy.
But you also might, as you're, you know, lying there, you maybe, you know, she's explaining it to herself and I'm not seeing this. I didn't see it. I thought it was interesting because once the boyfriend came home and she spoke it out loud, that's when the reality really hit her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which kind of is what happens in trauma. Sometimes you deal with it fine in the moment, and then it's like later, shit, that's what happened.
That's kind of the way I work. I'm pretty good, you know, while it's happening, it's afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Then I kind of will fall apart more. I don't know that the roommate thing has anything to do with it. I think it's really sad.
I feel really
bad that they didn't know for 2 or 3 days there that had happened. But I don't know that it could have played into the general tension of the house at times, you know.
Well, and it might have if she saw the same thing and if she was in a pretty precarious mental state, you know, she might have thought, oh, my God, I'm seeing things and,
mm-hmm.
you know.
That's true, too. Yeah.
So maybe it did play into it that way.
I didn't quite understand whether the roommate, that thing happened after he seemed to have left or
I think it was before. You know, I think it was before. Which also might explain why everybody in the house has weird tension if they live through that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow. I wonder, did anybody else ever say they saw it? Or did she just not ever bring it up with anybody
else? I don't know that she even talked to him about the ghost. Because she just said the next morning things were better.
Well, and plus, you know, you don't want to. Do you necessarily want all the other roommates to think you're not, you know?
Hey, y'all, I got rid of the ghost last night and y'all feeling a little better?
Just want you to know. Like, you know, like we're safe in our little world here on Real Ghost Stories, but. You don't always feel that way out in the world, right?
It's like, you're a professional chef. You've never whipped up breakfast before ever while I've lived here. Is it because the oppressive ghostly spirit is lifted? I did that.
You're welcome, chef.
And I would like for you to do this every day. I'll kick in some money for food. Well, thank you very much for that story. Here is a caller.
How's it going, guys? So back in 2011, I was living in New York City for college, and I was actually on my way out to Long Island with a couple of friends and my girlfriend for a Thanksgiving dinner. So this was late November of 2011. On the way back from dinner was maybe 11:30 at night, and my friend who was from the area asked us if we wanted to visit an abandoned psychiatric center, I think near Brentwood, Long Island, which was called Pilgrim State. And we all said, sure, let's go, you know, because we all love the paranormal and things like that. We wanted to get, you know, spooked out. So on our way back from the dinner, we stop by, get off this random road, and my friend just, he's having a hard time finding it. So we tried looking it up on the GPS, and it's not coming up. So we finally find it deep inside these woods, this wooded area, and it was a perfect night for this because it had really low fog and it was cold, you know, late November in New York. And we hit this area that was just like, I remember seeing like 3 or 4 abandoned buildings. And we purposely never got it out of the car because we were just too scared and we didn't want anything to happen to any of us in case there was someone else out there. And this is past midnight because it took a while to get there. And I remember passing by this, or my friend was just driving past this this section of the buildings where these two huge tall buildings were kind of like towering above us, but there was a small road, almost like an alleyway that went in between. I remember looking up and there was these open factory windows, like these huge windows at the top that were all cracked open, crushed, and had graffiti everywhere. So we end up going around, we see all graffiti, we see little light in the distance. It's hard to see because of the fog, and we all started getting really scared, so we decided just to leave. By the time we got back to Queens, which was about a 45-minute drive, we ended up getting dropped off. My roommate and I were pretty dizzy. My girlfriend was also dizzy. And my friend who ended up taking us, when he got home, I texted him and he told me that he was dizzy himself. So we all kind of brushed it off, thinking that it was probably what we ate for dinner. And I was getting ready for bed. And I'm starting to research on Pilgrim State because I had never heard of it. And I'm in my dark room with the only light in the room is my cell phone. And I'm researching on my phone about Pilgrim State. And I found this website where people can write their stories about Pilgrim State when it was up and running. So a ton of people, former nurses, doctors, interns, whatever, were giving reviews of the site. And down towards the end of the reviews or comments or whatever, there was this guy who said, please do not visit this area. Pilgrim State was built on top of a burial ground for my native tribe out in, I think it was the Brentwood area of Long Island, like I said. So he just kept saying, please do not visit this area. Our tribe finds this extremely disrespectful, and we see it as a complete disregard of our ancestors. Please do not visit this area because it is known that they will visit you or they will follow you home. As soon as I read this, and I mean literally the next second after reading this guy's comment, I heard the loudest bang from my living room. I can't explain what it sounded like, but it sounded like getting a sledgehammer and slamming it against like a huge metal pot. And it just went, pow. And I remember my roommate jumping up and saying, what the fuck was that? And I was so scared. I couldn't talk. I was just shocked. I couldn't move. I couldn't say anything. And he just kept telling me, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I just told him, I don't know, man. I don't know. And then I told him what I had read, and he was like, stop reading that shit, man. Stop reading that. You're bringing them into the house. And I just freaked out. I couldn't think. And I don't know why. I couldn't stop reading the comments. And I kept reading that comment over and over and over. And I can't say anything appeared. I can't say it was an entity. I can't say that something followed us home. But further down the comments, other people had also commented that when they had visited the site, they had also gotten pretty dizzy, and it was probably the freakiest thing that ever happened to me. I can't say what it was. I can't say that something followed us home, but I do know for sure that I've never in my life been so scared as I was that night. Thanks.
So do you think something might have followed him home?
I'm trying to decide, if something followed him home or if there was some sort of reciprocal, energy that, affected them because of all of the, they were very scared while they were there. And, I think we've had people call in about this same place with stories before.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember the psychiatric ward. Is this the Kings Park one? Is that what he said? I'm pretty sure we've had people call these in before from this place, and they actually went in. And it does seem to me like they said something similar. Like there was a kind of, they felt woozy, they felt dizzy. And I'm just wondering if it's an energy thing, that you're overpowered with this energy from the place.
I do think there's something to when you go to a place like that, even if you're just on the outside of it, and especially if you go inside of it, I do really feel strongly about when you leave, you have to tell whatever it is, stay behind. Does that work? Does it not? In my head, it does. And a lot of people have said you need to do that.
Yeah.
People who professionally go investigate places. So, I do think that things could follow you home.
I think things could follow you home, or the energy can hang around with you for a while.
Right.
Right? Which is kind of the same thing as something going with you. And I'm just saying, I'm not so sure that it's a specific entity that's with you as much as it's the energy of it. And I do think we've had other people call in about the same place because I pulled up the psychiatric abandoned psychiatric wards, Long Island. And I think I think we've had people talk about this one before, and this negative energy. I think things happened while they were in there, but when they left, the story seems familiar as far as people saying they carried something with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but it doesn't, I'm going to guess it didn't continue on, that it eventually stopped, or he would have said, and to this day, I'm still hearing mm-hmm. it.
No, I'm thinking, that's why I feel like it's more of the energy, and then that just dissipates slowly from you, you know, over a period of a day or two.
You know, and shit like that feeds off fear.
So. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, where it's that complex where there's numerous buildings on there, on that land out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really creepy. I don't know. Is there anything more creepy than an abandoned psychiatric hospital?
No. And I have talked to so many different places and about so many different places over the years, and they all kind of have this through line to them. They're all just really, really creepy, you know, really, and super creepy. Haunted. Because when you think about what's happened within the walls of those places, mm-hmm, and historically, mm-hmm, the treatments for people, whether it was a tuberculosis hospital, whether it was a, as they used to call them, asylums or things, you know, or these, you know, people, like, were,
they would
mistreated.
Just take people they just didn't know what to do with and put in there. They weren't
kids.
Mentally ill,
yeah,
right? But, you know, somebody wants to get rid of his wife. He puts her in the place, mm-hmm, you know, or whatever.
Because he could back then.
The horrible things that happen to people,
so
right?
Just think
kids
about that.
With predators and, yeah, you know, just the horrible negative stuff that would have gone on in these places back in the day. And they didn't have the therapies, the drugs, the things that we can use today to help people either. So, oh my gosh, I'll tell you. Oh, yeah.
That's creepy.
Real
so
creepy.
One more story. It says, I called in about a year ago with a story about a Ouija board. This is a very different story though. I have a little 3-drawer unit meant to go with a desk that I purchased at IKEA about a decade ago and has somehow survived all these years, moved around with me from place to place. They put it together quite well. Because if that was
all those
me putting,
little wooden pegs that you pound in, they must have done it in the right place. Because if you don't give them the right place, you can't get those back.
Because I am so bad at putting things like that together. So hats off. It was in storage for about a year and a half before I dug it out again when moving in with my then boyfriend, now husband, into our first apartment. I kept it in a spare room upstairs with my PC tower on top of it. I don't know when I started noticing this, but there's this peculiar popping or tapping noise that happens behind it from time to time. Kind of like the sound of something shifting. For the longest time, it always happened when my back was turned or I wasn't looking directly at it, so I couldn't figure out if it was the computer or the drawer unit. Eventually, I shrugged it off as shifting floor / computer overheating / whatever. We eventually moved into a new apartment. I crammed my tiny desk and drawer unit with PC tower into the corner. The popping still happened. Anyway, I recently rearranged my bedroom and I was sitting on my bed staring right at the thing when it made the noise again. This time I was pretty sure it was the drawer unit, and this time I actively tried to imagine why it would be making that noise and came up with nothing other than, eerily enough, it sounded like something inside trying to get out. I got down and looked at the drawers one by one and found nothing unusual. It's just a flimsy drawer unit made from particle board and filled with pens and envelopes and miscellaneous computer cords. I jostled the computer and the unit itself to see if it would make the same noise. It didn't. In fact, I couldn't even replicate the sound. Then I got an idea and flipped on the Ghost Radar app and left it sitting right at the top of the drawer unit. I left it running and checked it periodically over the course of the night, and these are the words that it produced in this order. Forgotten, string, unusual, return, couldn't, store, hurried, Egypt, railroad, many, truck, sudden, Wilson, disappear, frozen, but, London, quite, copper, writer, image. Let me point out something. My apartment building is over 100 years old, and I've experimented with this app before and gotten very little. Yeah, I should probably know better by now, but in this case, I just wanted to know. If there is something stuck in there, it sounds like they're as confused as I am, as much as talking to an IKEA drawer unit makes me feel like a crazy person. I'd make sure to thank whatever it is for communicating and said that if they are trapped in there, I feel sorry for them because let's be honest, who would want that? I hope this story wasn't too long. Love the show. That was Megan from Toronto. That kind of makes me laugh.
Now, serious to God, now I can't buy furniture from IKEA. Gee, like you would think the one thing in the world that's not haunted is IKEA furniture.
I don't think it's haunted. It seems to have this PC tower on it wherever she puts it. Could it be something inside that PC tower that's making some sort of weird popping? And you can't replicate it because it's something within the tower itself.
I don't know. Like, could it be? I would like to hear the noise. I'm not sure that I know the noise well enough to decide whether it's this or that, but could it be that the tower heats up and the heat of the tower causes those little weird wood things that we put IKEA furniture together with to expand and contract?
I just have a feeling there's an explanation for it. And the words that she got from the ghost app were very random. I don't think you can...
It sounded like a exercise I would have done in Comp 1. Like, they would give me a list of words and say, write a story about something, you know?
Which would be kind of fun to take those and write a story.
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, I just wonder if there's some sort of scientific explanation that has to do with the tower being on top of it and a vibration or a heat from it or something.
I think that's the lowest common denominator.
And a contraction in this thing. Like, I would take the... Personally, I would take the tower off of it so it has nothing to do with that thing, let it cool down or whatever, and see what happens.
Yeah, I would do that too. I remember one time I put together a desk. It wasn't an IKEA desk, but put together this desk. And I was so proud of myself. And it stayed together for quite a while. And I had my computer on it. And one day, it was in my bedroom. One day I was looking at it and I'm like, is that kind of slanting? A little bit. And so instead of going straight up and down, it's just kind of to the right a little bit. So I was like, I'm going to go over and I went and got a tool or whatever. I'm going to go tighten that up. And I took the computer off and the whole thing just went boom. It just fell down on top of itself. No putting it back together. I had to throw the whole thing
away. The computer was balancing it perfectly.
Because I was like, did I? And I'm so proud of myself. But that's how good I am at doing that sort of shit.
Well, now, wait a minute. Don't put all the blame on you. You probably did get a pretty cheap one at the Big Lots or somewhere.
You know me. If I can save some money and go to the Big Lots, I would be happy to do that.
That's right.
Well, if you have a ghost story, we would love to hear it, even if it's in a haunted IKEA desk story. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to have an ad-free version of the show with the advance episodes and access to the archive, then you need to become a premium subscriber. You could sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
What if your top salesperson was 1,000 times more efficient? And what if a limitless digital workforce helped your number one find leads? A super team working 24/7 on their behalf. Thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks so more deals closed. What if with every sale, each customer felt like they were the only customer? That would be one very efficient sales leader. Now, imagine if every person on your team worked to the power of 1,000. They can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.